I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. Each year, the New World Symphony turns out talented, developed, and practiced musicians, all of whom are ready to jump headfirst into the competitive world of professional music ensembles. After 3 years with the New World Symphony, trombone fellow Doug Rosenthal is ready to join their ranks, although he's going to miss working with his colleagues and his friends.
I feel very fortunate to be here. I'm very thankful that the audition committee saw something special in me to take me on board. And I'm also very thankful to have spent these 3 years with wonderful friends and wonderful colleagues, wonderful staff, wonderful audiences. Really, it's such a positive experience.
That's third-year trombone fellow Doug Rosenthal. He's a native of Northbrook, Illinois, right outside of Chicago, and he didn't actually start as a trombone player. He wanted to play the trumpet, but it just wasn't meant to be.
When it came time to actually try that out, my band directors had me try the wide array of instruments, everything from flute to percussion, and it seemed that the trombone and actually the euphonium, the small version of the tuba, fit my lips the best, so it felt. And because my arms weren't quite long enough for the trombone, I became a euphonium player at the age of 9. It's a beautiful instrument, but it's not used in nearly as many venues as the trombone is. So just naturally, because I wanted to become more involved with things outside of the band program, I just played the trombone more often. And it just naturally became my instrument.
Doug has never questioned his choice to become a professional musician. There really wasn't a point in his life when he decided to be a musician. He says he just always was a musician. And he can't imagine doing anything else, although working with the New World Symphony over the past 3 years has allowed him to see what else might be out there.
One of the great things about the New World Symphony is they show you more than just what it's like on stage. They show you what it's like off stage. And we have a lot of opportunity to work with the various departments of the symphony outside of artistic. And I really enjoy very much meeting the donors, meeting the public, seeing how things come together behind the scenes. All of those things really catch my attention. So I definitely would always love to stay in this world.
And there's something else Doug will take with him when he leaves the New World Symphony at the end of the season. The desire to continue bringing music to the community, local and international. Community engagement is something that's a cornerstone of the New World Symphony's program.
The community engagement program at the New World Symphony really covers a lot of different aspects of bringing music to various places outside of the New World Symphony. We go to many of the schools in the area to teach, to perform, and of course in today's day and age with the dwindling support for the arts, we really provide them with a unique supplement to that, to the education of the arts through chamber music programs, teaching lessons, helping the sections of their band and orchestra programs. We do a lot here.
After 3 years, Doug has lots of great memories. One, however, stands out.
We played Mahler's Sixth Symphony with Michael Tilson Thomas. And that was a very unique concert because in every section, there was an alumnus playing. The great thing about having an alumnus in each section is we were also learning what it is that the pros do. And that really brings us to the next step. The next step really is being able to play alongside with the people who are currently in these professional orchestras. It was an incredible week.
That's Doug Rosenthal, a third-year trombone fellow with the New World Symphony. And I'm Elena C., inviting you to join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.